You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Alexandra Fernandez. Today in our studio with me, I have Astrid Hobill, who is the president of PSAC 901, which is the Union of Graduate Teaching Assistants, Teaching Fellows, Research Assistants, and Postdoctoral Scholars at Queen's University here in Kingston, Ontario. Thank you so much for joining me today, Astrid.
Thanks for having me in the studio.
Can you tell us a little bit about PSAC 901, what it represents and does for the students?
Yes, of course. So we are the union that represents the graduate workers on campus as well as the postdoctoral fellows. So we are the ones who are there if they run into any issues with their contracts, with their teaching assistant contracts, teaching fellowships, or RA-ships. There's a number of rights and protections that are given to us by our collective agreement that the union is there to protect and uphold.
There's been a lot of news recently regarding PSAC 901. Recently, there was a rally that was held to protest the economic uncertainty that graduate students have faced, are facing, continuing to face. Can you tell us more about this event that happened? And can you also talk a little bit about the Ramen Reasons initiative that also went with it?
We held this rally after trying to get in touch with Principal Patrick Dean. We wanted him to come to a town hall to hear about the financial precarity that graduate students and graduate student workers are facing on this campus, as well as across Ontario. Mm-hmm. So the rally we did was in conjunction with one being held at Western, as well as one, a smaller one at Laurier, and then McMaster students also went to the Western one as well. So we had that because we first invited him to a town hall, and then he was not able to attend that one. And after requesting another town hall meeting, we never heard back. So at that point, we decided to take the initiative to him and go and present our case outside Richardson mm-hmm. Hall. We had intended on going in to be able to deliver directly our quote-unquote ramen reasons, in which graduate students wrote the issues that they were facing regarding financial precarity and why they cannot afford tuition on their on ramen, and then present them to the principal. However, they had locked us out of the building, so we were unable to get in. The ramen reasons actually came out of the psych department specifically, where there had been an initiative. They were going to keep the funding packages the same, which across the university, the minimum funding packages have not been raised in an incredibly long time.
Okay.
And so these graduate students were explaining to their profs and to the head of the department and to the graduate assistant and coordinator that they needed to have a higher minimum funding package because, as we know, in the last few years, rents have gone up hugely in the city.
Yeah.
Cost of living for everything, including groceries and whatnot, has also increased hugely.
Mm-hmm.
So in their department, they presented kind of issues that they were facing in their different lives on these ramen packets, delivered it to their head of department, and they were actually able to increase their funding within that specific department by $2,000.
Wow.
The initiative is also starting to happen in other departments, but we also thought that we'd do it campus-wide and mm-hmm. present it to the principal because they're really the ones who can make a systemic change for for our students overall.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. And no, that totally makes sense to, increase the funding packages. As the cost of living just increases in general with, things like, the word inflation has been thrown around so much over the last little bit, but it is true that it is affecting people in every which way and stuff. But after, that rally and, delivering those ramen packages and stuff with all those reasons, has anything sort of come from that so far? Or are you, been able to get in touch with anyone or, kind of make some hopefully progressive steps to, having the situation improve essentially?
Definitely. So we've actually been in close contact with the SGPS. So we are now working with them on this as well, because they also understand that the funding packages are far too low, and that also that graduate students are really suffering on with the cost of living crisis. We've also been able to have confirmed that we will be getting a meeting with Patrick Dean in the near future. We're currently in the middle of setting that up.
Oh,
Awesome. And we are working with the AMS as well on kind of expanding this throughout the campus, as well as with other universities to kind of continue this on, because we recognize that this is not only an issue in Kingston, this mm-hmm. is an issue across Ontario. So we're really calling on the principal to support us in going to the government of Ontario and asking for more money to be put into post-secondary education, rather than what they're currently doing, which is lobbying to have the tuition freeze mm-hmm. taken off. And that would mean right. that tuition would be raised for everyone. And we think that that's currently would be harming everybody on campus. Yeah. And we need to instead work together and work constructively to get more money into post-secondary education, since it's so important to the province, in order to have skilled workers who have, yeah, good backgrounds and good yeah. knowledge. Also, in the short term, we've launched our mental health and hardship bursary for those who are in acute need of financial support. And the rally has also really raised awareness of our recently launched food support program, in which we provide, again, our members who are in acute need of food support gift cards to local grocery stores, so that they are able to go and purchase some of their own products, because 52% of users of the AMS food bank on campus are graduate students at the moment, which wow. is horrific and shocking when we're basically already kind of like we're partway through into our careers by yeah. the time, especially by the time you're in your fourth, fifth year PhD, like we are doing the exact same research. We're teaching the same courses that yeah. adjuncts and professors are. So we need to be treated as professionals, and the fact that we're all living below the poverty line with our funding packages means that it's completely unacceptable. And the fact that we have to run this program at all is shocking and appalling. And we've already seen a few thousand dollars of it being used. Mm-hmm. So we've launched a GoFundMe, because the amount that the local can support versus the amount that's getting taken out is unsustainable. So hopefully yeah. with the GoFundMe, with within the university, within the broader community, we're able to see a bit of support there as well.
Yeah, definitely. What are some of the concerns that PSAC 901 has with the tuition freeze coming to an end?
So I think, again, the main one is the fact that if we're already seeing people in a state of abject poverty, and the fact that the tuition freeze would further kind of drive up the amount of tuition they're paid, in conjunction with the lack of funding being going up, means that everyone's going to end up with even less money in their pockets. Mm. From the union's perspective, it's also a wage cut. Every single time that we pay more tuition, we are basically paying the employer for the right to our jobs, because in our right. collective agreement, we have to be graduate students in order to work these positions.
Right.
So they are paying us. However, then we are turning right around and we are generally paying more than we are making in every single contract back to the university. So okay. we're pretty much paying for the right to work beyond kind of what we are making, which I don't know anyone else who has to pay their employer about $10,000 a year for the right to work.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that we see the lifting the freeze on tuition as a pay cut, which technically by our collective agreement is not allowed.
And I know that PSAC 901 is also very firm in the belief, I guess, that graduate student tuition should be abolished. Can you tell us more about the rally? And I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what the union would want from, you know, the institution, the government, and other parties that would be involved, and what would be the most ideal situation, I guess.
Yeah, so we don't believe that anybody in the province should have to pay tuition, because it is a barrier to entry for post-secondary education. But we specifically believe that at the graduate student level, that there should be no tuition. Mm. We are here. We are doing work that is supporting the university we are the backbone of the university. So many of us are teaching classes. We are the ones who are in the tutorials. We are making sure that undergraduates know the material. We are there marking all of their work. We are there. We're often the first ones who they come to when they have concerns, because we can often be seen less daunting than the profs. So we are the people who are there, who in classrooms are providing tons of support. The research that we're doing, both within our own projects as also as research assistants, is what is putting Queens on the map. Queens won a Nobel Prize through Dr. Arthur MacDonald on the backs of graduate student labor. Without that, without our labor, we would not be seeing Queens in the position that it is, being so highly ranked at the at the international level for both research as well as for a lot of the initiatives too, related to kind of equity, diversity, inclusion, and indigeneity. We should not be paying tuition for Queens to be basically turning around and making a profit off us when we are the ones who are having to pay as well for that privilege.
Right.
Our labor is so important to the university. They would not be able to get by without us. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that we should be paying for the right for. They need us. There's other models of post-secondary education where graduate students are not being paid, are not paying tuition and are being paid a livable wage. If we look at places like the Netherlands, this is possible. There, even undergrads there are paid to go to undergrad and to do their undergraduate. There's other places too that this exists, and we just need to realign our priorities and show that we really value graduate students, because at this point it doesn't seem like this university does.
Okay, thank you for that. And if there are ways that even if people are, you know, not graduate students, not in postdoc or anything, but they still want to get involved or they want to support the union and the students who can use the extra help, of course, how can people do that?
So right now we have the GoFundMe, and we've seen an outpouring of community support, especially from a number of great supervisors who do recognize the importance of graduate student labor. So there is a GoFundMe page on our website, psac901.org. We also encourage those who need support to apply. We'll also be holding probably more rallies coming up around the abolishment of tuition. So if anyone in the community is always welcome to come and support, you don't need to be a graduate student to come to those. And I believe we'll also be starting a letter writing campaign to the Ontario government soon as well. So we'll get the word out, and hopefully people will be able to support that too in order to support further graduate student work being done.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end off?
I think the thing that's important to know about graduate students is, like, although we are students, we are workers. For first and foremost, we are professional workers. We're not children living at home with their parents, which is sometimes how the university likes to perceive us. We are adults. Oftentimes we've worked in full careers. We're coming back in order to kind of get a higher education in order to continue doing really interesting work in different fields. We often have families that we're supporting. We are coming from various places across the world, specifically here to work with certain like research groups and certain supervisors. And the university often infantilizes us, that is a perception that needs to stop. We are all adults, and we're doing really important work. So I think that's kind of the change that Queens needs to make, and that we are on par with them when we are discussing these negotiations.